to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today.
Nancy, thank you very much for the experience. The questions you asked really helped guide me, you know, following a certain path to understand deeper about what I do and then even kind of understand some of the things I even never thought of before, the question you asked. So that was such a good experience.
Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. Thanks for tuning in and today's conversation. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. So Kelly Johansson, who owns Ideal Property Investments, has been our sponsor for many podcasts. And she is in the studio because she could be your property investment guru. She can work with you to locate, secure, and cash flow your very own rental property, whether this is your first property or you are a seasoned investor. Connect with Kelly to be your property manager. And today we're going to get to know you a lot, Kelly, a lot better. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Nancy and crew for having me on the We Mentor. And I'm just honored and ecstatic and so thankful. So blessed beyond belief. So thank you so much. I look forward to get started.
Oh, great. All right. Terrific. And We Mentor Inc. is the place, the community to be, to empower yourself to take charge of your own leadership. We call it self-leadership, where you redesign your business while you reinvent or evolve your own self.
Well, that is me to a T right now. So you hit the head on the nail on the head. I've never been good at those. Nail head on the nail.
Yeah, right. Either way, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, great. So let's get started. Like, where did you grow up? What was your family like?
So born and raised North Central Iowa on a farm called Thor. Small town population, it's probably up to two, maybe past 200 today. Couldn't even throw a rock to hit your neighbor if you wanted to. You could scream and probably nobody would hear you unless you got the wind on a good day. Really tranquil, peaceful. My dad still lives there. And I was an only child. My parents divorced at a young age, and actually I stayed living with my dad, and so I stayed there through high school and then came up here through college, for college, and never left.
So where'd you go to college at?
St. Thomas.
Okay.
Yep. So I graduated with an accounting degree and was a corporate accountant at Life Touch Incorporated, the photography company, for about 7 years, and then started dabbling in rental property before I decided to make it my full-time
profession.
Right. I was going to say gig, but profession is so much professional. So much more professional.
Well, we are in the gig economy. So,
yeah, that's
but,
right.
I think this is more than a gig for you. I mean, this is your life work.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And you've got a lot of properties.
I do. And it's growing, thankfully. I've been really blessed, so.
Yeah.
It's been really good. Yeah. I focus on the smaller investor. So the investor who wants to add rental property to their portfolio in lieu of their 401k or Roth IRAs or however.
So
they're
one
invested.
Of a retirement vehicle.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought I wanted to at some point get into the commercial aspect, the major apartment complexes, but I'm staying true to my niche. I really, really enjoy working with the single investor who has the same mindset as myself because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I own a handful of properties myself and look to amass and continue to grow my own portfolio so I can really speak to the experience of making sure that, you know, I walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Well, it's great that you have the accounting background.
I love numbers. I'm a spreadsheet fanatic. Like, I can't even explain it. It makes me, most people get excited about ice cream. I get excited about spreadsheets.
Give me the numbers, man.
I do. I love numbers.
Let's cash flow it. See if it'll work.
Yes, it is. It's crazy. So,
it's crazy good.
Yeah, yeah. I get that from my dad.
Okay, so, very cool.
He's a numbers guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about your dad. Like your five favorite words for your dad of what you...
Intelligent. Okay. Extremely intelligent. He's got common sense beyond belief, and he keeps me in check. Okay. He's extremely reliable. Reliable to the point he follows through with his word. It's... And he's honest. He will have no... It's a no BS filter. Like you just, you know... He'll just tell you what he thinks.
Yeah, kind of like you and I.
Yeah,
right.
Side note.
There's a story back there, but we're not going to tell it.
No.
We'll keep the listeners guessing.
Yeah. You can call if you want a sequel. That'll be a separate topic. He's real, and he's extremely strategic. He's not about wasting time. Or money.
What did he do for a living?
He's a farmer.
Does dairy farm?
No, grain, corn and beans.
Okay.
Yep. And they did have, when I was little, but dairy cows. He milked cows for years when he was, you know, he'd have to miss school just to help milk the cows at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. So.
Wow.
And my grandparents just lived a couple miles down the gravel road.
Okay.
So
they were farmers too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't take over a family business?
Well, he, he added to it. And he was always part of it. So I don't want to say that he took over. He was in it from the beginning.
He grew up with it. Yeah.
So he just extended it.
I see.
Yeah.
And is he still farming now?
He is. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's his. He's lucky because he loves what he does.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Nice to see. He's comfortable in his tractor.
Yeah. And what did you learn from him about leadership and business ownership?
All of those five qualities I just mentioned, they have all helped curate me and mend me into being the person I am today, honestly. Without, again... Just the intellectual side of things, the reliability, the being true to your word, following through with all of that,
good business tips.
And they are, yeah. And, you know, I wasn't always like that, but I do always think, what would my dad do?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to shape it.
It is. Yes.
Great. Okay. And what about your mom?
Oh, she is a spunky, fun little one.
Okay.
I'm like her mini-me, I would say. She is extremely creative, spontaneous, sympathetic. You tell her something, she wants to fix it. She'll call you, she'll make sure that you're okay. She has an answer. If she doesn't, she's going to find it. Extremely giving. And... persevering beyond belief. She, funny story about her is that she owns Blue Star Collections. It's refurbishment of, and I don't want to say junk because it's not really junk. It's just, you know, it's like, you know, she finds the quality and the potential in something that other people, trash to treasure or something like that.
Yeah,
one of those things.
Right. So another person's trash is somebody else's treasure.
That's exactly her. And so, and I get this from her. It's like, there's always a way. Don't tell me no. You know?
Yeah.
There's always a way. And don't tell me I can't fit this in my car because you know what? I'm going to put it on top of my car then. And she has done that. And you'll see her driving down the road with a piece of furniture on top of her car.
Somehow she makes
she
things
just
work.
Figures it out.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's been, she's definitely an inspiration for sure.
And if you're a lot like her, how has this helped you in business, some of those skills?
Just finding a way. You know, when everybody else wants to tell you it's not going to work, you just keep grinding. You just keep going, because where there's a will, there's a way. It's like there's truth in that.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Right. Just
honestly,
keep going.
Just keep. And there is such a thing as you can put a square peg in a circle hole or whatever, you know. Again, those, whatever those things are called.
Switch those words around.
I'm phrases. Not good at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's, and she's still extremely actively busy in her business as well.
Okay. So, And, okay, so she's doing that as a business.
She does.
The refurbishing.
She does.
So give us some ideas of, like, some of the things that she refurbishes and how does she turn that around?
So it's Blue Star Collections is what she's named it, and she has refurbished a little church in Superior, Iowa, which is just not too far from Okoboji.
Okay.
And her and her husband travel a lot of the year. And they collect treasures. You know, they make pit stops and have their trailer and throw the stuff in the trailer. And then she brings it back home and refurbishes it, paints it, pretties it up, and then hosts, like, pop-up sales throughout the year at this church. Mm. And so, you know, dressers, beds, trinkets, you know, and she always has a theme. So this upcoming theme that actually she's having a next sale next month in July, and it's going to be whitewash is the theme. Yeah.
Whitewash. Okay.
Yeah. So
that sounds like we should check it out. I'm looking at my road trip.
Road trip. Yep.
We'll taper there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can already see another podcast conversation in the works there.
There you go. Yep.
So you grew up with your dad. Were you close with both your parents? What age were you when they divorced?
It was grade school.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents divorced. I lived with my dad until I came to college, and then I lived with her.
Okay. Yeah.
Through college.
I see. So you kind of were able to develop a relationship.
Yeah, and later. I've always been really, really close with my dad, you know, just always really, really close. And my mom, too. I mean, I'm an only child, so... Yeah. Our family is very small, and it's been, I call them, they call me, you know. It's just.
So when they, when you went through the divorce, you stayed with your dad. You were in elementary school, and then you adjusted to how your relationship changed, and you kind of came back together with your mom because you were in closer proximity when you came up to college at the University of St. Thomas.
Yeah, because I lived with her.
I see.
And her
while
husband.
You were going to college.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they both really influenced your career a lot.
They did. So they're both remarried now. And I just wanted to, you know, because there's truth that you're only as good as your spouse, right? Or you're as good as
another one of those things.
I'm making moves right now.
Yeah. You could draw yourself a little hole here, but we're not going to go into it.
Okay.
I think what you're trying to say is they each found their own partner.
They did. And, you know, I'm honestly happy that they're at where they're at today. Happy and have found themselves. And each, like my dad's wife, she is the most sincere, selfless, faithful survivor. Like she's very heartfelt, and you could count on her for anything. Just I can't explain how, you know, she's just such a good person.
Yeah.
You know?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've grown through that experience in relationship as well.
Right. And then my my mom's husband, he's incredible as well. He's the most talented person. He owns a corporate aircraft mobile maintenance company that they operate out of Iowa. It's called CAMM Air, C-A-M-M. CAMM Air for corporate aircraft mobile maintenance. So, and he is, like my mom, very tenacious.
It sounds
just hardworking.
Yeah.
Just tireless.
Okay.
Just extremely. So it's just fun to see them both have, well, having gone through a divorce myself, you know, it's like, it gives me hope to think, oh, there is hope. There is somebody still out there for me, you know?
Because yeah, right. That you can find someone where right. You have the right
you compatibility. Share the same values.
Yeah, and, compatibility and
right.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
And, well, we learn through everything.
I know.
And it sounds like you come from a very entrepreneurial background.
I do.
Both parents.
Yes.
So you're kind of destined to like venture out on your own.
And I don't have a choice.
So how long ago, what year did you start Ideal Investment
Properties? I've been in the industry for about 20 years. It started with, the farmland. My dad actually was very gracious and included me in that. And so I've learned, although I've been fired from driving the tractors just because I'm not exactly the straightest driver. Anyway.
Yeah, for planting, that might be a problem.
Right. No, never planting. Couldn't do that. But, you know, just the other stuff.
Can't have zigzaggy
no.
fields.
Yeah. But just the business itself and just watching, you know, the buying and the selling. And
so he included you in it. Did he show you the numbers? And
of course. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, because he really makes a difference in the world, right?
Like yeah,
contributing
absolutely.
To society through grain and, you know, how the world sustains based off all of that. It's quite interesting, you know, to see and how the government's involved and how they actually take a vested interest in, you know, whether there's a surplus or not. And
yeah, instead of programs.
Right. Yeah. So it's just, it's business.
Yeah.
It is. It's not just driving a tractor. It really is impacting lives. It really, really is.
Well, you're feeding a lot of people with corns and beans. I mean, it's a huge staple in our diets.
Well, right.
And corn is also made, you know, used for so many other things.
Well, see, and the corn that he plants is actually replanted so that it can germinate more. And so it goes to feeding the cattle and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's, So the whole spectrum is.
And represented there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see kind of the circle of life and.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different elements of what makes it. Well, the beans, what kind of beans?
Soybeans.
So they go into the soy milk and all the soy products.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It's definitely an interesting, but so fascinating.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Because you're just part of a big picture, you know?
Right.
Like a big, so.
And you see your cog in the big wheel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You know, and what your part is. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Right. That's how I started off with business. And when my mom was home, she actually stayed at home with me. And so that helped just ground me as the person to, you know, the mannerisms and just all of the little details in life that kids need, right, to sustain themselves, to make them adults. So she was there for that portion of it, which I'm so thankful for because, you know, I was watching what I ate and no TV and bedtimes and all that. So,
oh, yeah, right.
You know,
she got you into a really good schedule.
Yeah, so between both of them, I mean, they did participate in the field work together. And then once they divorced, then my dad, of course, stayed. And she...
when he remarried, is she out there helping him?
No. I think that's probably good, though, you know, because...
Yeah. My mom was like that. She didn't participate in any of what happened outside the house.
No, and there's... I think that's really, really good, actually, because, you know, he's very passionate about what he does, and so...
Yeah.
It's... Well, and there's a reason I don't drive the tractor anymore, Nancy.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And you chose a different profession, but still, you know, with farming, it is a lot of, you're also, you know, there's different crops and there's pricing going, different prices every year. And so, you know, how do you turn the fields over? And I mean, there's always something going on with farming that's different and... Yeah. And you and I met at the small, so we were talking about how the government kind of subsidizes some farmers and gets involved in the marketplace.
Right.
To make sure that farmers survive.
Yes.
Even then it's hard.
Yes. Yes. It's some lose everything, you know, on a bad year. So
yeah, right. It's a risky business and it's so unpredictable. And knowing when to really kind of hedge your bets and go big and bigger, and when to like hold on to the profits for the year to see what happens the following year. I mean, that's the tricky part.
Yeah. But farmland doesn't talk back like rental property. So that's the one thing, you know, you start in farmland and then you start dealing with the rental properties. And that's how I got into it. When I was married, my husband at the time, he was actually, he was going through a transitionary period and he decided he wanted to become a real estate agent. And so that's when we started dabbling in investment property together. And then fast forward, you know, he's still in real estate, but I do attribute a lot of some of the knowledge that I do attain to him just because, you know, he was in real estate and he really is a good agent. He really, really is. So it's just...
And you and him were raising a son together?
Yeah. So, and he's now grown and out of college and...
His own.
So he is, great. Yes, but...
So you and I met, shifting gears a little bit, at the Small Business Association. I was one of the judges. They have a great program helping entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the program and how you participated, and I think it'd be good for more business owners to know about it. Most of us are on their email list.
Yeah,
But still people don't know it's been in existence for how long?
Oh, gosh, years. You know what? I don't know. I received one of those emails about a year and a half ago, and I saw an opportunity, and I said, what the heck? I'm going to apply.
Yeah.
And went in for the interview, and I was so excited. Get accepted.
So how did they send out the email? The program?
Yeah, so it was through, I think it was through SCORE.
Okay.
That the email came through for...
So the Service Corps of Retired Executives?
I think, yes. And, or through the Small Business Administration. It was, they worked together.
I think it's
together.
Through the Small Business Administration. they organize the program.
Right.
And then SCORE probably has some of the executives come in to do some of the teaching and facilitating.
Right. But SCORE actually supported or included like a script or a segment in their monthly newsletter.
Brought the program. So they're sponsoring the program, do you think?
Well, they work hand in hand together.
Okay.
I know that.
I knew that. I just didn't know that they were directly connected to this program for entrepreneurs writing growth plans.
And I don't even think that they really necessarily knew. It was just the Small Business Administration saying, hey, we've got this program. Would you mind sharing it with your...
I see.
And then they send it out to anybody who's subscribed. So anyway, I looked into it because then it links back to the Small Business Administration site and it gives you the parameters and you fill out the application. And if you get the interview, you go in and sit in front of them and they figure out if you're worthy of
So it's a 7-month program. You met weekly. And you wrote a growth plan. So during that entire time, you were really, it was a great place to examine your business with, what, 20 other
Business owners? By the time it was, by the time 19 were accepted, and by the time it was all said and done, I think we graduated 15 of us. But it was over 100 applicants. So that was exciting. And we still are very close today, all of us, which is so cool. So it's like a little family.
And then they have invite judges in to, so that, and you're divided into small groups.
Yep.
And then you presented your plan.
I did. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so, that was funny. I drove home from my dad's that day. Yeah. I was on the farm and.
Yeah. And then I came to the awards banquet and sat across from your mom and your stepdad. Yeah.
And that was, that was another, crazy day.
Crazy day in the life. Well, usually when people, put together the growth plan too, they're, because you're shifting things, it really brings up how you, because you're analyzing how you're doing business and how your whole life is together and what's working and what isn't working. Mm-hmm. And so you're in a real, it puts you in a position where, like, I'm sure everybody grew tremendously during that 7 months.
Yes.
Personally, as well as in their business, and shifted a lot of things in their business as a result of the training and all the feedback and support and
insights. It's an amazing program.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the people in charge of it are, I just love them. They're just so, and they care.
Yeah.
You know, they really, really take a vested interest because they're investing in us to help build the economy locally.
Right.
And nationally, if we can.
So applicants are from the 4-state area, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So you have to meet, these parameters or, and I don't, forgive
yeah, because you
I
have to
remember.
Drive quite a ways if you're out state.
Yeah.
You know, every week.
Yes. Well, and then they have, there's another program where you come in together. So it's like a national database of everybody going through the same program through like the Small Business Administration of Illinois and Iowa and, all of the nations.
Sure.
Not all of the nations, but all of the other states. So
yeah.
It's fun to connect because we have a virtual site that everybody's connected through called Interrise.
Okay.
And so we all, it's fun to see the new students coming on board this year and, asking all the same questions we asked last year.
So you can see your own growth.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It did help me in my business because Ideal Property Investments was rebranded post my divorce. My previous company, the Fleetum Group, was something that my husband and I at the time had curated together. And he remains separate of the entity due to him working in his own for his own brokerage and I working for my own brokerage. So post-divorce, I assumed my portion and, he assumed his. And so I decided because Fleetum was my married name, I've reverted to my maiden name since I wanted to honor my dad being an only child.
Johansson. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're carrying on the
last
name.
Yes. I know, and it's
I am too.
Yes.
Good job.
Yeah. So that was very important to me. He doesn't have any other kids, and, it's just I wanted to make sure that at least I could do something back,
Sure.
That was very important to me. So it wasn't out of spite or anything. It was just, it was a decision to make sure that I
could
do that
roots.
For him. Yeah. And so anyway, Ideal Property Investments is, I was very strategic in how I named it because Ideal stands for the first 5 money makers in rental income or rental property.
What are they?
So I is income.
Okay.
D is depreciation.
Oh, yeah.
E is equity.
Well, of course, yeah.
A is appreciation.
Okay.
And L is the leverage that you can exercise by using all those 4 factors before.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah. It's, that's what I stand for. That's what I do. That's how, and a property manager is, they should really have a PhD in psychology. It takes a lot of psychology behind it, too. It's crazy, too.
Yeah, you're dealing with people and money and stress, in different positions and unpredictable variables. Yeah.
I'm a glorified babysitter. Like, I babysit real estate and the people who are in it, around it, on it, under it sometimes. You just never know. Yeah. You know, it's, I can manage like a crazy one. So
that's great.
Yeah.
But so it's a right fit for you.
Yeah, it works. I mean, everybody has days in anything that they do. But right, yeah. I love creating and building and something of my own and using it to make a difference. Like, that's my goal, is to make a difference. And so I've always been a little shy about employees, but the Small Business Administration program that I went through helped me overcome that. And I've just hired a full-time assistant, and I'm looking to expand on my maintenance company. I just passed my contractors.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm a residential building contractor.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And I didn't do that because I want to build a house, at least not myself, hands and, you know, nails. And
yeah, you're
all
looking
that.
No. To understand the industry more.
Yeah, so I can offer better service to my clients as far as maintenance is concerned. And I created a maintenance company after my mom and her husband, Brian, because they're Bright Choice. So I wanted to make sure I had all of the everything in one thing. So, like, Fleetum Advantage is the parent company that is attributable to my son and my former marriage.
Yeah.
And then I opened subsidiaries, Ideal Property, which is me and Kelly Johansson for my dad, and then Bright Choice Maintenance for my mom. And
I see.
So I wanted to create this
very
umbrella.
Very inclusive, yeah, of your parents.
To represent everything. And then I'm really making, I'm making steps towards building and understanding how I can build a complex to rent to pets, make it very pet friendly. Because everybody says that they're pet friendly, but they're really not. So
yeah.
I want to create something.
Well, that fits with your passion with pets,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So making sure that they have a place.
Well, and that there's not so many limitations. So we're really, my goal is to rent to the pet, and then the owner's just there because, you
as
know,
a reason.
They have to be.
They're
know?
The caretaker.
Right. Yeah. So, and then so I actually just met with an architect and a developer last week. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
That would be my first commercial experience. But it's a long, so anyway, that would be, then I would add that subsidiary for my dog, Marley.
That's cute. But we'll make sure we get a picture with you and Marley.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So. All right. Any suggestions that you have, tips for entrepreneurs who are looking at properties?
So the first thing is to have somebody who knows what they're doing, right? I mean, it's all in the buy as far as you can buy any property, but if you don't get it at the right price, it's going to – the whole goal is to create that income, right, that's going to cash flow. So that you can use that because they're saying in our generation that we can't really count on Social Security.
Right. I heard by 2035.
Yeah.
Unless they do something right now.
Correct.
That we won't get the benefits that we paid in
right.
all these years. There, we won't, we'll still get benefits.
Right.
But it will be cut.
And that's the whole, you know, I'm not saying that you should just take all of your money out of the stock market. I'm not saying that you should just solely have real estate in your portfolio. No, it's a nest. Like, we have to create a nest. And so my logo encompasses that image of putting,
oh, yeah, the nest egg.
Yeah, the nest egg. So we're creating a nest egg. And I mean, if you asked me, if you had to make a decision to, and you only have so much cash, would you use that as a down payment towards an investment property, or would you use that as like a contribution to a 401k? I would say real estate to start because, you know, your money is going to be tied up forever until retirement at that 401k. And that would be another podcast that we could use. We could even talk about using your 401k as a trust account to purchase real estate, but that's neither here nor there at this point.
Well, could we do another episode and we'll talk about that next?
That's okay. Yeah, it's and I've done that too. So my whole, I don't want to offer the service unless I've experienced and can live it myself. And that's where, so you want the income, you want the depreciation, because the IRS views any rental property as a business. So you can, the deductions, even if you're not getting as much cash flow as you think you want to get, don't forget the tax savings at the end of the year and incorporate that back. So it might not be, you know, literal cash that you're receiving every month, but there is the benefit of the, what do you call it, the quiet cash that you save in the tax.
Yeah.
By deducting the depreciation and the mortgage and the association dues or whatever.
Yeah.
And the taxes, of course.
Well, great. So I think we do need another conversation.
Yes, I would be honored. I can talk forever, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, excellent, because I am sure that our listeners are hearing a lot of what you're saying and thinking, wow, I would like to hear a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for making it happen today.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for
it's a wonderful conversation.
All right. Yeah. Thanks,
Nancy. And thanks, Mike. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, Mike Cabea, sound engineer, videographer, photographer, mon frère, brother from another mother.
Oh.
Yes.
He is a very heartfelt, warming, welcoming gentleman.
Yes.
Yes.
So keep tuning in and give me a call if you need some help with your next step as a leader. www.wementor.com. And we'll see you next Monday.